Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio. This is Word Sexy Radio for Monday, December 13th, 2010. And I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming to you live from Kansas City, as I'll be doing every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We've got a fantastic show for you this evening. We have the incomparable special guest, Miss Ebony Farashu. She is a phenomenal author as well as a spoken word artist who will be here tonight to talk about her book, Slow Burn, and some of her upcoming events. So I advise you to just sit back and relax as you're listening to Word Sexy Radio. Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming at you on this December 13th, 2010. And we're glad that you are able to come on and listen to the show this evening as we have a phenomenal guest. But we also have a special guest that's going to be a guest host today, and he is an author as well. His name is Raymond Floria. He is from the Kansas City area, and he has out a couple of books, and we're going to let him talk about that when we get a chance. But right now, we just wanted to get close to our guest, and we're going to have her come on in just a few seconds. But let me give you a little bit of admin first. As you all know, that we are going to be doing some live things here. The Word Sexy Radio is looking for a lot of authors out there and spoken word artists that are interested in coming on the show. You can contact me at urbanerotic@gmail.com for next year's schedule, and we can try to accommodate you. The only requirement is that you have to at least publish one book and have some reviews on it. So, and I also would like to get a copy so that I can also kind of take a look at it so that I can have an idea of what we're talking about. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and let me bring my guest on right now. First of all, we're going to bring in Raymond. Raymond, how are you doing today?
Oh, Red, I'm doing great.
All right, so we got a special guest here, and I want you to be nice to her because I know that you can get a little sexy, and we don't want to scare her away. So I'm gonna bring Miss Ebony on, and she's hot too now. So you better watch out. This is We're Sexy Radio, a grown folks radio, just so you know. And anything can be said and goes on this show. How you doing, Miss Ebony?
I am doing good. I can't believe you thought that somebody could scare me.
Well, we know you can, but I have to get him prepared.
Oh, okay. I'm getting ready to say, you know, it's been tried before. You witnessed it. It's been tried.
I know, and I definitely saw that. Matter of fact, what did you say, Raymond?
She ain't ran across Damon yet, Red.
Oh, we'll talk about Damon in a few minutes. But before we go any further, let's just go ahead and get Ebony to kind of give us a little background of who she is and what she's doing in the literary game.
Well, I am, as you said, I'm Ebony Farashu. I'm the author of Slow Burn. I also have a book of poetry out called Butterfly Kisses, Poetry for the Many Faces of Love. I'm currently working on the remix to Butterfly Kisses, if you will, and I'm also working on the sequel to Slow Burn. And, you know, currently I am helping to coordinate Tulsa Poetry Jam, which is a spoken word event that's going to be held monthly in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're scouting for poets to come out and, you know, do their thing. And we're not just looking for established poets. We're looking for people that we can work with and we can help them become spoken word artists, because a lot of people have the words to say, they just don't know how to say them in public. So,
exactly.
You know, we want to help people with that.
And that sounds good.
Yeah.
So you've been real busy since I last seen you in Kansas City.
I have been extremely busy.
Yes, you have. So do tell. Now, we know you got some things coming up, and we've kind of heard a little bit about that. So how is the Slow Burn doing? Tell us about that.
Slow Burn is doing well. You know, what's funny is that the number of men who tell me that they like the book because they can relate to my
really?
Male characters. And that amazes me because, you know, when you're a woman writing as a man, writing from a man's point of view, it can be very, very difficult. You have to kind of put yourself in that mindset and study men and try to figure out how they think and how they work and how they tick. So for a man to tell me that he related to a character that I wrote as a female, that's just phenomenal to me.
Well, you know, that had to be, especially in the case with me when I wrote some of the female characters in my book. You know, I've had a lot of women come to me as well and say, dang, you sure you wasn't in my bedroom looking in my bedroom window or something? But, you know, it is hard, and I do understand that you what you're saying when you say that, you know, trying to write in a different perspective, especially the opposite sex of you, it is kind of a challenge. And those are the kind of challenges I look for, and I know that you do as well. So, Raymond, I know you got a question. Go ahead, man.
Okay. Ebony, now I just want to say happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
You know, I saw your picture on the site, and I was wondering, you know, some of your characters in Slow Burn, you say that you know, you had to, like, take on that male persona. Are some of these, like, some real-life instances, you know?
Here it comes.
Well, I'll tell you what, baby. I never write anything that could never happen. We'll just lay it out like that. I never write anything, and I've never written anything that could never possibly happen. If it didn't, maybe it happened to me, maybe it didn't, maybe it happened to somebody else, but I wrote it down. So,
but you know, that sounds like one of those questions that how we always get all the time when we had book signings. Well, who in here is you? You know, so.
Exactly, actually. And you know what I tell them? They're all me.
What do you tell them?
They're all me.
Even the men. That's right.
Even the men. They are all me because, you know what, there's a little bit of me in every single character in that book. I'm an emotional writer. I write from raw emotion. There's a little bit of me in every character.
Well,
you
know that.
I just had to ask you. So. You know, I know.
Okay, well, you hear him talking, but I just want to let everybody know out there that if they want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. And if you feel like whatever you got to say, if it's a cuss word or whatever, it's done on Word Sexy Radio. It's not a problem. So, Ebony, you've been writing for how long now, and how did you get started in the literary game?
You know, I've been writing, and I know people say this all the time, but literally I've been writing all my life since I was a little girl. I never thought that I could ever make a living at this, especially, you know, romance, until I was maybe 15, 16 years old. I was in the grocery store, and, you know, they had the little trashy romance novels, impulse buys at the counter. Well, I saw a novel with black people on the cover, and it tripped me out. And I said, Mama, you have to buy me this book. It's black people. Look, it's black folks. Buy this book for me. And it was
right.
Beverly Jenkins. And it was called, it was about some Buffalo soldiers. And, I mean, that book was awesome. And I said, oh, my God, black people can do this. And they'll put it in stores and people will buy it. And from that point on, I knew that I was going to be a writer. As far as spoken word is concerned, you know, I always wrote poetry. I never saw myself performing poetry until people started encouraging me to perform my work. And I was terrified. I'm still terrified when I get on the stage. But I think
once I start to speak, that
goes away.
Well, you know, I think if you don't get terrified, then you're too comfortable in your thing, and it's not going to be successful. And you know, I'm not a spoken word artist, but I think that, you know, whenever you get in front of people, if you don't have that nervousness to start it off, I think that you feel like you're just too cocky or whatever, and then you can't go any. That's just what I think, and I think that that's a thing that will give you that edge, let you know that yes, I'm still humble. I'm still, you know, even though I'm you know, people know who I am, I'm still humble in my thing, and I'm trying to, you know, still go forth with it. So I think that's good.
You cannot beat the high. You cannot beat the adrenaline rush when you get off of stage and realize that you did it. And I don't even remember my performances. When I'm done, I don't even remember them.
So you're telling
and
me
I
don't
want to look at them
again.
Wait
a minute. You're telling me. Go ahead.
Well, hey, Ebony, well, you just like me, because what I do to kill them butterflies, whatever, get me some of that brown liquor, swirl it around in that glass, take a little sip. There you go.
And see, I get my vodka, my white liquor, after I get off stage.
Yeah, I'm a vodka drinker.
Yeah, what kind of vodka do you drink?
Shoot, any kind. I like, of course, I like Ciroc, and I like the Grey Goose, of course. And, you know, I go with Absolute when I have to. Only if you have to. But you got to get on that Chopin. Oh, well, dang, I definitely need to do that.
Yeah,
but,
Ebony,
no, I got a question for you, because I've seen you perform several times. And, I've seen you when you first came to Kansas City. I met you. And then you came back again for the literary conference that we just had, the Fall in the Books Literary Conference we had in September. And, I saw you then. And that performance, though, that you did with Mr. Jihad, who I tried to get on the show, and I guess for some reason he couldn't make it. But anyway, I was. I mean, he was supposed to be on last week's show, but he didn't come in. But anyway, my thing is this. I mean, I heard Mr. Mark Lacey. He's been on here a couple of times. And, you know, I heard you, and I heard how y'all was doing this thing. You was getting real freaky up there.
Oh, my God, me?
Did you have something to drink? You didn't have nothing to drink that night.
I had a couple of lemon drop martinis that night, I did.
Did you? Before you got up there?
Yeah, just a couple.
Okay.
I had a couple of lemon drops,
Okay, well, then you don't need a lemon drop or nothing right now, do you, to give us a little bit
I
of, because we want to hear some of your poetry, and we definitely, first before you do that, we want to kind of get you to, you know, kind of give people an idea what Slow Burn's about, and, you don't have to give them the whole story, because you want them to buy the book, but kind of give them a little synopsis of what it is they're expecting in that, and then kind of, you know, segue into your news projects, and then we'll get you to do some poetry.
Let me take my shirt off, all right? You know, because I'm going
to get comfortable. Well, you know, he's one of those kind of guys. He likes to have his shirt all off, his muscles showing. Anyway,
Get your towel ready.
My towel ready? Oh, no. I got the wet watch.
Let me turn my fan on. Since y'all playing
Slow
it like
Burn.
That.
Uh-huh. So Slow Burn follows Asia Darwin, Serafina Jordan, Khalil Roberts, and Jeremy Sanders. For, you know, everyday people who are struggling through life and love and the ups and downs of relationships. You have Asia, who is married to an older man. Her husband's 15 years older than her. She was pregnant. That's the only reason why he married her. But she can't have kids. She keeps miscarrying. So he's pretty much, the newness has worn off of his new toy, and he's looking for something else. So she's very, very restless. She's very neglected. You have Serafina, who's just dealt with her ex-boyfriend Jeremy for way too long, put up with a lot, and she finally has the strength to leave him, and in the process she meets Khalil Roberts. He used to be a bad boy, but there's a transition. Every I think some good men used to be quote unquote dogs,
uh-huh.
and then they learned. A lot of them learned from their mistakes, and so in my book, I wanted to show. I've read too many books where the man is bad, and all of a sudden he's just good, and you're like,
right.
How the hell did he get here? But I also
exactly.
want to know, how did he become bad? Why was he bad in the first place? And with the
yeah.
character of Jeremy Sanders, you get to see what turned him into the man that he was and what eventually turned into the man that he was meant to be in the first place. So it's a book full of transition. I love it. I love the book, and I just recently reread it, and it made me cry, and I wrote it.
And well, that's what it's supposed to do. It should affect you.
Right.
And just because you wrote it doesn't mean it shouldn't affect you. I mean, you should be able to get
right.
something. I look at it like this. When you write a book, and I know Raymond agrees, when you write something that you expect somebody else to read, if you're not getting the feeling that you're expecting them to get, then you haven't accomplished, in
exactly.
my opinion, what you're supposed to do. So if it's a book that's supposed to get you horny, then if you're not getting horny reading it, then you're not doing what you need to do. Same thing.
Oh,
with,
and it is going to do all of that for you. There were parts in the book that when I went to edit it, I was kind of embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
I was like, dang, I can't believe I wrote that. But let me go ahead and
really?
Read that again. So
all the stuff. Well, all the stuff I write in my books. You hear that? You hear that, man?
For notices in the mail.
Oh man. Oh, see, because you'd be writing them books and they just be making babies and all that. Like, I got you. Well,
me.
Okay.
I ain't done nothing.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. So since the book does all that and it makes you feel that way, what's some of the reviews you got? I'm sure that a lot of people love this book because I've been hearing so much about it, and I want my copy.
People.
How come I ain't got my copy? Anyway,
you know what?
Ahead.
You need to send me your address, baby, and I will send you a copy of that book.
And I definitely will do that. Not a problem.
It's nothing
I want
but
you to sign it.
Yes, yeah, inbox me. I'll take care of
okay.
that, and I will definitely
okay.
sign it. I've received lots of 4 and 5 star reviews for this book. This book won the SWRMAG Reader's Choice Award for Best New Author, Best Multicultural Romance, Best Romance Novel of the Year, and Best New Romance Novel of the Year. So, I mean, it's won lots of awards.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people just love the book because they can actually relate to the characters. They can picture themselves as the characters, and these are characters where these things could really happen. It's not some
right.
wild, crazy thing where, oh, this stuff never happens. No, this stuff really
right.
does happen, and
right.
I wrote about it.
So you're keeping
and
it real.
People are relating to it. I keep it real at all times. At all times.
People appreciate the realness. People appreciate
yes.
when you keep it real.
Well, you know, that's what you got to do, man, because, you know, people want to read about whatever genre it is you're writing. They want to be able to read, unless it's paranormal or something like that where you know it's not,
mm-hmm.
and they're expecting you to write something that's not going to happen, but, you know, that's possible if they believe in whatever. I mean, if it's supposed to
but
be.
But you know what, though?
Uh-huh.
With that, even with paranormal, even with, like, Twilight, when my daughter reads that book, Twilight, she actually believes that can happen. If you can have somebody read your book and actually believe that what you've written can happen, you've done a lot.
That's right.
You make somebody believe the impossible, you have done a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to lead to. That, you know, go ahead,
man. You're saying your daughter believes in werewolves and vampires, Ebony.
While she, you know, she knows they're not real, but while she's reading those books, it takes her to that place, and in her mind, while she's reading it, that could really happen. It's believable to her. Why? Because, you know, it's just like a movie. They call it suspending the believable suspension of disbelief. Even
exactly.
though you know this is not, while you're watching this movie, it's real at that moment.
And that's what I was
going
to
say. I don't eat Reese's Pieces right now because I, you know, when I saw E.T., I don't eat Reese's
yeah.
Pieces now. No, I don't eat that. So, I do M&M's. I eat M&M's.
Oh.
I don't eat Reese's Pieces.
Okay. I got
that's hilarious.
Normally, I have a sounder that I sound whenever somebody makes a noise. It's usually like the Riddler's sound, but for some reason, it's not working tonight. So, Ebony, you're not going to get that. But I tell you what, we're going to get some. We want to get some people to call in. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we have Miss Ebony Farashu on the show tonight, and we also have Mr. Raymond Floria, who is here. Did y'all guys meet? Did y'all get a chance to meet when you were in Kansas City?
I don't remember meeting him.
I don't think so, boy, because, you know, I saw that picture today, and I definitely remember her.
Oh, man. Well, Miss Ebony, I didn't know he was going to be rapping to you. I'm sorry. But anyway.
Okay, that's okay. You know, you don't hear me complaining.
No, but, you know, it's okay because you are a beautiful woman and we know that. But
like I said,
you know, I'm glad I had the opportunity to meet you. And I know you got some things that's going to be coming up here pretty soon. And we'll give you a chance to tell people where you're going to be and how they can get your book and all that stuff. But we got about 40 minutes left, and I don't want to give you some time because I know you have some poetry. Can you sizzle us right now with some of your sexiness?
What, you want to hear one of the poems you heard in Kansas City?
I want to hear whatever you got for me.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I have a poem that I'm going to read called Chocolate. Uh-huh. I love chocolate.
Okay.
And I got a lot of chocolate for my birthday because, you know, those are the things that I like. That's what I'm into.
Well, you know, that's an aphrodisiac, so yeah, okay.
Yeah. And so I'm going to give you a little background on chocolate.
Okay.
Because sometimes, have you ever seen somebody and you just wonder what they taste like?
Mm-hmm. All
you
the
look
time.
At them, you're like, oh, I wonder what does this person taste like?
Wait.
You know,
and so,
I'm, that's me, though. I'm one of those type of people, just in case, you know, red snapper, eat pussy, that's me. Go ahead.
Right. And so, I wanted to know what he tasted like because he was so damn chocolate. And so I wrote this poem about it. And then when I found out, I wrote another poem, and it's called Chocolate Chopped and Screwed because it's the remix.
Okay.
I did it.
Well, you know, whenever you're ready to do it, baby, go ahead.
Okay. If I kissed you, would it taste like chocolate? I'm sorry. I just thought it would be kind of wild because when I looked at you, you smiled as if you knew exactly what I was thinking. Unblinking, your gaze met mine, and I thought I saw a flicker of recognition. Or maybe that's just my mind concocting an imaginary definition, trying to explain the intensity of my attraction to you. I'm sorry I'm staring. Maybe it's rude, but I'm not caring. I'm daring myself to stand my ground. I want you to touch my mounds while I caress your arm in joy, because right now I feel like a nut, but first I want to kiss you. I want you to dismiss whoever you came here with and get on this boo. Oh, my God, this is so unlike me. You don't even know my name. Well, they call me Butterflying. I ain't going to lie. If you were a fly, I'd suck on your nectar until you were dry. I feel so high when I'm around you. Mm. All I want to do is surround you with the walls of my desire. Is it too much to ask? Can I? May I? Lay my head on your shoulder and bury my face in your neck. I just want one nibble, one little teensy-weensy mind commit a love peck. Damn, I bet it tastes like chocolate.
I need to turn this fan on. You know, I got a fan right here. I'm going to go ahead and turn it on. And you heard it here on Word Sexy Radio. Come on, Raymond. I know you got something to say about that.
Man,
what you got to say,
fine.
Raymond?
Listen.
Raymond, are you all right, man? You ain't doing nothing, are you? You ain't sitting there messing with nothing, are you?
Because
you took your shirt off. I'm just wondering. Maybe I need to take mine off. And that's the remix or is that the original?
That's the original because, you know, that's when I wanted to know what he tasted like. If I was wondering if it tasted like chocolate.
But, you know, and you're talking about a guy and it's warm. Just imagine if you was talking about a woman or yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't get hot because it was a man. I got hot because the way you said it.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
See what I'm saying? That's the effect.
I see enunciated words, too, right? I see
yes. Especially when they do that poet, I call it the poet pause, when they say, when I see ya, and I go, yeah, okay, I can't do it like you. But it's here on Word Sexy Radio, y'all. Y'all listening. So, what else you going to do for us? We're going to give you a break in between because we don't want to just have you just do poetry. But you said you had a chance to encounter this individual. And
then
tell
I
us a little bit about that without telling on yourself.
It tasted like chocolate.
It did. So everything you thought about it was there, huh? My fan
it
is going
there.
On. I'm sorry. If you hear Aaron,
was it milk
I'm sorry,
chocolate or dark chocolate? Was it milk it chocolate
was
or dark
chocolate? It was Swiss chocolate. The best kind.
Damn, man. So I guess vanilla just don't work, huh?
You know, they got white chocolate, too. They got white chocolate, too, but I like dark chocolate. I like dark chocolate.
I know. You know, ever since the middle 80s, man, the yellow man just don't get nowhere no more.
Yeah,
right
Michael Jackson,
man,
out.
Just trying to come
it up
back.
For everybody, didn't he?
Man, y'all just don't
want to bring y'all back.
Y'all don't like who? El DeBarge, he's trying to bring
El
DeBarge
is back. El DeBarge making a comeback, so I don't know. Y'all might have a chance now.
I'm trying.
Because I'm dark.
El DeBarge, Rick Fox is
on
Dancing with the Stars.
I'm the only one. Yeah, I'm the only one light on here. He's chocolate, so that's why
but
he all
okay,
happy.
But it's okay, Red, because you got that good hair, so it's okay.
Oh, thank you, baby. I'm glad somebody noticed. Ooh, yeah. All right, well, we got about 35 minutes, and let's tell people right now, and you'll get a chance to do this again at the end of the show, but tell them if they want to get some of your books or your poetry, how they can get that information, or if they want to have you come in as a you know, do a word a book signing or something like that, or poetry event, how can they get that information?
They can actually send an email to ebony.farashu@yahoo.com. It's Farashu is F-A-R-A-S-H-U-U. And give me the details on the event, and I'll let you know what I can do for you. My book is available at all major bookstores, online, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's available in the bookstores. If they don't have my book on the shelf, tell them to order it. They will order it, and it'll ship right to the store.
Now, Ebony.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Your site, is this a free site, or am I going to have to break out my debit card, you know? Is this a pay site?
You know, my website.
I want to get to the VIP section.
My website is totally free, and it's very good because I'm a good girl. It does need to be updated, so I am working on getting my site updated right now. But, yeah, ebonyfarashu.com. You'll see the little butterflies floating around because I love butterflies. And, of course, you can always hit me up on Facebook. I'm easy to find on Facebook.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. There it is. All right, so y'all heard it. Go out there and support.
That's right. We need to support each other. That's what we have to do, and
you
know, that's what it's about. Get it out there. You know, that's what we do. So, Ebony.
Yes.
How do you get your inspiration to do these fabulous poems that you do?
I write on pure emotion, just pure emotion. And if I don't feel it, I can't write it.
So if you was about to have an orgasm right now, and you had to write the poem before you was about to have it, how would you do that?
Hold up, man. I'm going to have to go get some more butter. Hold up.
Go get some butter.
Now, actually, you know, Red, if I was about to have an orgasm, I think I'd be pretty busy.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have time
to
write the poem. But you know what? It would be in my head, though, and when I finished, I would write it down.
Man, I know you got something like that, but we'll let you first of all, see, I'm all messed up right now. You see, I can't do the interview. But, and that don't normally happen all the time on this show. So, but Ebony, she's got that power like that. So what else do you have? I know you got some stuff out there that's talking about you and things like that you do in a poetry. I'm sure you've done that. So what do you
really?
What else do you have for us? Yeah.
Oh, listen, Ada, you trying to get in my business, huh?
No. Can't do that. Can't get in your Kool-Aid. I'm sorry. I can't do that.
But you know what? I will read Chocolate Chopped and Screwed.
Okay.
Remix.
Well, you can read that. Only because it's about your boy. Go ahead.
Now.
See, I got you messed
and
up.
You know what's
See,
funny?
I'm working. It's working. It's working. Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready, baby. Go ahead.
It was sticky, icky, icky, ooh-wee. He kissed me, and I saw purple hearts, green clovers, blue diamonds. I'm in ecstasy. Water makes you undress, heart palpitations have me on the verge of cardiac arrest, and the stress of being without him has me strung the hell out. There is no doubt that I'm hooked. His chocolate kisses took me to heights I could never travel on my own, had me in a zone, and I don't condone this type of abuse, but what's the use? I'm a chocoholic. Crying like a baby with colic, I need his kiss. And whenever I miss a dose, I begin to shake. And he is the cause and the cure for the quake in my legs. He loves it when I beg, and I have no pride. I willingly push it aside as he slides inside and injects me with the serum I crave. Enslaved by this need, I'm saved by his seed. I'm sick. I'll do anything to get that dick. For him, I'll be the trick if he just keeps feeding me his sweets. Nothing else can compete with this bliss. Nothing is as sweet as his kiss. Inhale, exhale, I smell him from across the room. Like a camera, I zoom in on him and focus on his face. When he smiles at me like that, I can't state my case. He is my ace in the hole, and I have no control. I know my role. Damn, it really does taste like chocolate.
Okay.
Ebony, I just want you to know. You got me sitting butt naked in the basement now with all the lights out.
TMI, TMI, TMI. Well, I'm not naked, Ebony, but I'm up here wishing I was chocolate, man. And I ain't never done that before. I ain't never wished I was chocolate before.
Well,
damn.
You know.
Seem like all you chocolate men, y'all. Yeah, I do love it. Y'all get it all, man. That's a shame. I guess we.
Elder Barge is coming
up.
Back. Elder Barge is bringing y'all back. Don't worry, Reed. Elder Barge bringing y'all back.
Okay. All right. So okay. We go. I'm gonna segue a little away from that now. I'm just gonna go in. Okay. So now you got Slow Burn 2 coming out. When is that scheduled? Or when do you think that you'll be having that coming out?
That should be coming out actually this summer. I'm still working on it, tweaking it, getting everything together. It's called Orchid's Nectar.
Orchid's Nectar.
Yeah. Orchid's Nectar.
Wow, man.
Wow, yeah. And so, and that is going to be the sequel. That's the sequel.
I am.
I have to admit that.
Wow. How many kids you got, Ebony?
I have two children.
Hey, man, you can't be asking that.
You want
you can't
one
be
more?
Asking that.
No, thank you.
You know, you can't
I'll
be asking
down.
That, man.
You know, I will come
my
down.
My youngest is 13. I don't think I want to start over.
I know that's right. Well,
all right. Okay. Well, I just thought I'd ask.
Ask me what you will.
Yeah.
You got questions, stuff like that.
You ain't asking about her being married. You just want to have a baby with her.
Right.
I didn't even say nothing about having a baby. What did you say?
How many kids you got?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, a single man, we try our best, you know. But like I said, I am, you know, out here by myself in this vanilla world. Anyway, but we got about 28 minutes, and hey, Raymond, I'm gonna give you a chance right now because Raymond, we want you to be able to put your information out as well, and then I'm gonna put some stuff about what I'm doing. But Raymond, tell us about your books and how people can get them as well.
Okay, well, like our guest Ebony, I have a poetry book. It's titled Daily Gems. You can find that in some of the local libraries throughout the Kansas City area, or you can get it at Amazon.com, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble. You can get all three of my books, Sex Junkie and the latest book, Trifling. You can get them all as e-books or paperbacks. You can go to any bookstore and order them. They're not physically there, but if you just say, I want Daily Gems, Sex Junkie, or Trifling by Raymond Floral, then they'll order it for you. And you can contact me at my Facebook page. It's Raymond Floral, F-L-O-R-I-O. And in 2011, we just want to put Trifling out as a DVD movie, and then we want to drop the fourth book, He Loves Me Not. So come on, Kansas City, and all the lovely girls around the world, come on and support your boy.
All right.
I like your titles.
Yeah, he does. He's got some great titles, and his stories are you think I'm crazy, sexual. You should read some of his stuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you should read some of his stuff, because I'm going to tell you, I don't know if you read any of my books, but, you know, I'm real deep and detailed, but this brother, my goodness. Go ahead, man. What you got?
Red, let me just say this real quick. Friday, I came as a host of a book party. You know, because there's some ladies in Kansas area. Now, I can't say all of their names, but I can say April, I can say Tanisha, I can say Benika, I can say Sonia. And, you know, so they had their book club. They had me there for Sex Junkie, and it was a hoot. They tried to grill me. You know, they tried to put me out there, call me a hoe and all of that, but I reversed it. I said, I'm not a hoe. I just like to get it in. You know, I could get it in. But
hey, man, why do you have to be a hoe because you like
to
do that? That's
messed up. Well, you know, they're like, oh, did you really do all of this stuff in the book? And I brought out the counters and told them and showed them.
So,
like, you
so Ebony, I guess he's trying to let you know that he's the character in the book, I guess. Okay.
Okay.
Dane
yeah, that's
and
Arraigns, sort of way to let him know. Okay.
Yeah, Dane and
okay.
Arraigns,
good information to have.
All right, Red, what you got going on?
Well, you know, I got several projects. Of course, you know, I have the this Scandalous Motive series that's out. There's a three-book series there, and there's also a fourth one that is a prequel to the series called Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel that you can all get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the major outlets, and you can go to some of the stores and get them there, and some stores, but not all. We're trying to get them there. You can get those, and I also have I do a little paranormal myself. That's why I kind of brought that up a little bit. I write also as R.J. Leonard, and I have a book out called Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress that's out. You can get that as well. It's out there on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all as well at all the major outlets. But what I'm working on right now, I got a couple of projects. I have one that I'm doing with Miss Jean Holloway and her group. I'm going to be doing a book over there called The Peculiar Ones, and it's a paranormal vampire adventure that's going to be going on. It's about black vampires that was brought in as slaves from Africa, and they was one of the tribes was infected by Count Dracula, which caused them to fight each other, and they were trying to get these, you know, how they captured the slaves and had them as prisoners of war. So what they did was they ended up selling them to the stupid white man. I ain't going to say stupid white man, but the man was buying them, and they ended up coming here to the United States, and you have to get that to find out what goes on. But I'm also working on a project with adult star Sexy India, and we have a series of books that we're going to be doing that we signed to do. The first book is coming out in April. It's called Seductive Company, and she's going to be on the show here probably sometime in the beginning of the year as well. And we're going to be doing that series, and she's an adult film star, retired film star that's in the game. As a matter of fact, she's getting inducted into the AVN's Hall of Fame this summer. So I'm going to be working with her, doing a couple of books there. And
I want to work with her.
Well, you can, Robin, you can. I'm Batman, he's Robin. Okay, and we also have another book that I'm doing. It's called, it's a political ecstasy thriller / sexual thriller called Acts of Congress that I'm going to be coming out next year with. So it's about three congressmen who get involved with a escort. But they find out the escort's a transvestite, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now, those are some projects that I have coming up. So I've been very busy as well, and, of course, the radio show is blowing up. It's getting big, and hopefully one day I want to have this show on XM Radio. But right now we're where we are, and we're getting people, and they're in line trying to get on the show. So, Ebony, if you want to come back on again when your book comes out, please let me know.
I'll definitely call you.
Yeah, because I got some dates coming up here. Anytime after March is open. If you want those, just call me. All
That'd
Mondays. Any Monday you want, just let me know and we can get you squared away. And you too, Randy. So that's what's going on with me. We got about 23 minutes left, and you gave us two poems. Can you give us one more, that whatever subject you want to talk about?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give you the poem. I think every poet has, or I want to think that every poet or at least every spoken word poet has a moment where
right.
in that moment they knew that they were doing what they were born to do.
Okay.
And so I'm going to recite the poem that I recited
that
one night about 6-7 years ago. And when I recited this poem and when I got off the stage, I knew I was a spoken word poet.
Okay.
And the name of the poem is called VCR.
VCR?
But everybody calls it Rewind.
Oh, really?
Okay.
And then, you know, after I finish, you'll see why.
Well,
okay.
I hope my mama don't walk down in this basement and see me butt naked.
Well, let me turn this fan off right quick.
Okay. Y'all let me
go
know
ahead.
When
well, we ready
Hold
right
on.
Now.
Hold on. I got to go. Hold on. I got to lock the basement door. Hold on.
Yeah, let him
okay.
lock the basement
okay.
door. Let him lock the door. That's a shame, y'all.
Okay.
This never
okay.
happens on World Sexy Radio. Anyway.
All right. His lips touched. My lips touched, his lips touched, my neck touched, my neck touched, my neck. I wanted to object but couldn't get my mind to connect with my lips on, his lips on, my neck on, my face. Hasty. That's what kind of exit I should have made, but it was just so tasty. My mind was spacey, tongue-tied, and 10,000 knots is my combative attitude raised an invisible white flag. Captured was I by his charm. Well aware of his game, but his tactics totally disarm me to the point of paralysis. Here comes Dixie Jane Run, far, far away and still. I feel the imprint of his kiss at the base of my throat. If I had a remote, I'd rewind. If I had a remote, I'd rewind. If I had a remote, I'd rewind and press pause.
Damn. Man, I almost seen you naked, man. I'm sorry. Let me stop that. Let me quit.
That's why I asked earlier, was this a pay site or was this a free site? Because I got about $25 left on this debit card.
You know something?
That's why I asked.
You crazy, boy. You know something? Well, let
you know
me
what?
Say
you take that $25, you use it to buy two of my books. How about that?
Okay, got you.
Yeah.
And you know something? let me say this, sexy girl. And this is a compliment. Don't take this wrong. Because I consider myself this as well. You are a freak.
Really?
You are a
you
freak.
Think?
You
are think?
A freak, baby. Oh, yes.
What
and it's nothing wrong with
that. Freak?
It's nothing wrong with being a freak. Yeah, tell us. Do tell.
I'm asking you, Red. You called her.
You
want to
know?
So.
Oh, well,
yeah,
you know, she just, my definition of a freak is someone that is comfortable in their sexuality and don't mind letting people know, and they're sexy and sensual with it. That's what I call a freak.
Okay.
Okay, then I'll be that.
You thought
I
was talking
like
about something
definition.
Nasty or something. See, you know, everybody thinks being a freak got to be all the acts you do. That's just part of it. That's not the whole thing. Go ahead. What's your definition?
And that's twice that I didn't ask her something, and she tried to hurry up and move on to next. See, she ain't just a freak. She one of them closet freaks.
No.
Earlier,
I did not move on from the question.
Earlier, she said she was a good girl. Then she read these poems, and she got me butt naked on the basement. In the basement. But now,
but I don't.
But I tell you what, I'm a good girl because I'm good at what I do.
There
okay,
you go.
Well, hey, I'm take,
but it's
I'm
nothing wrong with being a freak. See, I think everybody takes, when they hear the word freak, they get the wrong ideal of what a freak is. They think that you got to be on everybody's, you know, you sucking this, you doing that. And that's not necessarily true.
No, that's
it's
not necessarily
It's just how you
true.
Handle yourself. It's how you handle yourself when you do choose the person you want to be with. You see what I'm saying? That's what
I'm
trying to
get. And that's where it's at right there. That's where it's at right there.
Exactly. So, you know, a lot of people get that thing all fucked up, but they don't know. You know, being a freak is a good thing.
But you know what, Red? They don't know.
What's that?
But they wish they did.
That's right. That's right. And that's why y'all need to buy our book.
Grab a book.
That's why y'all need to grab our books. And you know, I mean, I'll give you a book if you want it. I just want you to be able to read it, get into the sexuality. Get into the – and my books aren't just sex. I mean, there's a storyline. There's definitely stuff that goes on.
What's important. That is what's important.
But,
can I get a story with the sex? Can I find out what led up to the sex?
That's
what I want to read.
And that's what we do.
I
like
can
I said, this vampire.
All day long. I can watch it
all
day long. But when I'm reading it, I need you to take me there in the story.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
what
that's
I try to do.
That's why I get
and
all the
Ebony,
maternity suits in the mail.
Ebony, you don't have none of my books. I'm going to have to make sure you get them.
Yeah, you need to give me a book, Red.
I will definitely do that. I'm
going to
give you my information, and you give me yours, and we'll definitely hook each other up as well
definitely.
On that. So.
We will do that.
But, hey,
Ebony,
I want to trade some pictures, Ebony. I want a picture of you.
You know what? I got all those pictures on Facebook. Right-click, baby. Right-click, save.
So is that the pay side or is that the free side? Now I need to know.
See, here he goes,
the
pay
side,
man. What you talking about, brother? With this pay site, you know what I'm saying? She's not
there
one
is
of
no pay site. Please don't lead the listeners to believe that there is no pay site.
She is not one of them women that's out there selling sex like that.
I am not, absolutely not. And you know what I love about my book? I love the fact that it's sexual and it's sensual and it's beautiful.
Right.
Is absolutely beautiful.
See, now, the reason why he asked about the definition of a freak, because he knows his freak. Everybody's got their own definition of what their freak is. And I can even say it like that, you know. I know what my freak is. I know what I like to do. And I was given a name because of my freakiness.
Yeah,
because
remember when we met,
not something that
and I told
you. Know,
you.
That name, yeah, that name was
name,
given
Red?
To me. My name, Red Snapper, was given to me. I was christened that name. I didn't just make it up because it sounded good. You know, I was given that name because of my skills.
Yeah,
well,
and see,
I'm
and
not
when
bragging.
I met him,
I'm not bragging. I'm not bragging or anything.
Yeah, he's
I'm just
not
saying,
bragging.
You know,
it's funny, though.
What's Red Snapper?
Yeah.
What
well, you
mean?
Want to go ahead and explain that real quick? We got about 16 minutes. You want to explain how you asked me that and what did I say and how it was explained?
And how I guessed what it meant anyway because you –
Yeah, you did.
Because, you know, because people – think that I will shy away from stuff, and I don't shy away from anything. And so, and I said, I said, so what does your name mean? And you looked at me and you said, what do you think it mean? And I said, I think it means you like pussy.
Well,
and then you
kind of
looked
like
at me, you was like, yeah. And then you started, and then you went in to explain it. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people ask, they already know the answer, but they want to, they just want you to explain it.
Because they
want to
hear you say it.
Because they want to hear
man,
you say
I'm
it.
I'm thinking
that's
red lobster or something, man. See, but I'm
well, a, we know it's a fish, man. We know it's a fish, but look. Don't go there,
because, you know,
brother.
He's a red. He's one of them red men, and he likes,
yeah.
You know,
oh,
he likes that snapper.
Yeah, snap it, baby. Snap it. You know, and
I went to Southwest High School, so, I mean, you got to break it down for me.
Wow.
Now you know. Now you know.
See, now I don't know what's up with Southwest High
School. $10 money.
Okay. Well, we got about 15 minutes left, and we want to give everybody a chance one more time to kind of, you know, if you got any shout-outs to anybody, to Ebony, that you want to give, you know, you can do that, and we can have you do that, and also, you know, tell people where you're going to be coming up here soon, and you know, just kind of give them a synopsis of what you're going to be doing. And like I said, you already told them what you got coming up, but if you feel like you want to say all that again and how they can get in contact,
yeah, let me
with
say,
you.
Let me go ahead and say it again. You can never say it too much.
That's
December
right.
25th, Christmas
uh-huh.
night. I will be at the Twisted Tilt in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the Jinx River Walk, and we will have Tulsa Poetry Jam. We have six phenomenal poets performing. We have a surprise guest host who's been on Deaf Poetry Jam six times.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be one hell of a night. If anybody who came out the day after Thanksgiving to the first Tulsa Poetry Jam knows that we put on a show. That show, I performed Chocolate, and I pulled a member out of the audience and used him as a prop.
Damn, I should. I need to be there. Man. Oh. Anyway, all right, okay. What else
so, you
got, you
know,
Ebony?
We have that coming up. We've been auditioning poets. We have another event coming up in January. Tulsa Poetry Jam every month. And, of course, I'm still writing and, you know, have Orchids Nectar to look forward to. I'll start putting snippets out pretty soon. You can count.
Wow, yeah. Well, you make sure you do that. Like I said, Ebony, you are welcome on the Word Sexy. Word Sexy has a spot for you. All you got to do is let me know, and we can get you in. So you just
got to
let us know, because we want to definitely keep you and everybody abreast of what you're doing, because you're doing some phenomenal things in Tulsa as well as around the country. And I don't know. I guess you're going to be coming to that Tamika's joint that's going to be happening in St. Louis next year, right?
Yeah,
of
course.
The second annual Fall Into Literary Books Conference is going to be in St. Louis, right? Yeah,
yes,
and I'm planning to be there as well.
I will be there with the bells on. Oh, can I give some shout-out?
Right.
You know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanna,
you got 13 minutes.
I want to say definitely to Blackbird Entertainment, Legendary Entertainment, they are the people that I'm working with on Tulsa Poetry Jam, and mm-hmm. it's been a partnership made in heaven. None of this could happen without those three elements. And, of course, you know, it was my birthday yesterday, and so my friends – you know, we all went out, and I just really realized who loves me and who is there for me. And so all of my friends, they know who they are. The Wonder Triplets, we know who we are. I'm giving you guys a shout-out on the radio.
Where's my girl at? You know, the one that I met, the Zeta, my friend. I can't think of her name right now. But she's
Tracy.
A real close friend of you. Yeah, Tracy.
Tracy,
yeah.
That's
you know, she,
my girl.
Let me tell you, Tracy read some of my stuff. I was writing this book, and I'm still writing it, called Closet Freaks. Funny he mentioned that name. But anyway, she read a snippet of that, and she's just hooked. She cannot. I'm surprised she hadn't told you, because I know she knows that we know each other now.
It's so
that,
funny
but,
because she saw your picture on my page. I didn't know you knew Red. You know Red. So, Tracy is my girl. That is my girl. You see a bunch of pictures of me and Tracy together.
She's been asking me, can you send me something else to read? So I'm going to have to hook her up.
Yeah, hook Tracy up. That's my girl. Hook her up.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and do a real quick shout-out, and then I'm going to let Raymond do it, and then we're going to close it out. But I definitely want to make sure that everybody goes to, if you want to hear the show and you miss it tonight, you can always go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com and listen to past shows as well as this one. And if you don't want to listen on the phone, you can always listen to the show live on www.redsnappersplayhouse.com when it's being broadcast. So a lot of people can go there instead of putting the phone to their ear, and they can actually listen to it there. And also, if you're interested in any of my books, like I said, you can go to my other website, which is www.redsnapperonline.com, and you can get the books there as well as all the major outlets, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Books A Million. If the books are not in the store, you can definitely get them. If you want an autograph signed copy from me, just write urbanerotic@gmail.com, and we can see what we can do about getting you your freak on. Okay, now, Raymond, go ahead and get you got about 11 minutes real quick. Go ahead and say what you got to say, and then we're going to get ready to close it out with Ebony.
Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to give thanks to the pastor.
It's the wrong one. Okay, there you go.
Okay, wrong one. See, that was yesterday, Sunday. Okay, today, Monday.
Right.
Get it right. Okay, World Texas Radio. All right. Well, you know, as I said once before, I got the three books. I got the Daily Gem book, the poetry book, which you can find in some of your local libraries. I got the Sex Junkie, which first introduced the world to Damon. And as y'all know, Damon's in the follow-up book, Trifling. So, and you can get all three books as paperback, ebooks at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, Books A Million, and you can get them at your local bookstores, but they're not physically there, so you got to order the books, and they'll get them in, and they'll send them to you, or you need to come to the bookstores and pick them up. And, you know, I just want to give a big shout-out to all the people, to all the ladies, mostly the ladies in Kansas City and around the world for buying the books and supporting me, because, you know, without you ladies, this wouldn't be possible. And so a lot of people ask me, you know, do I respect ladies and all of this and that? Yes, I do. It's just a story. It's stories.
Okay? That's right. It's just fiction. That's right. And the same
thing
with
real
life, you know. Yeah, a lot of people, because they believe the story. Like you said, people believe what they're reading sometimes, and they want to know if you're in it. It's all fiction, man. I mean, you know, it's just a story. It's entertainment.
Not all of
mine. I don't know about
yours.
Okay. All of yours is fiction.
Not all of mine is fiction. But, you know, it's just, you know, like I said, on the back of Sex Junkie, and ladies, don't worry, the names have been changed to protect the guilty. So, you know, I didn't really put nobody out there. So, you know, I could have put people out there.
Well, looks like we may have somebody here that might want to say something here with area code 404. Do you have a question? You have something you want to say?
No, I'm just really enjoying the show. That's it.
And who do we have? This sounds like one of my friends. Who is this?
It's Miss Cotton.
Hey, Miss Cotton, how you doing? Spoken word artist as well. How are you?
Hi, Miss Cotton.
I am great. How are you?
Miss Cotton.
Hey, let me tell y'all something real quick. We got about 8 minutes. I'm glad. I wish you would have called in a little earlier, Miss Cotton. But check this out. This woman, man, you think Ebony gets you hot? Oh, my God. Miss Cotton, man, she got me toe up, man. Oh, she went against Mark Lacey one time on here, man. Oh, they was going at it. So y'all both had a chance to go against the man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but yeah, Ebony is great, too, man. I'm going to tell you, Ebony is great. And have you been listening to the whole show?
I didn't get to listen to the whole show, but I heard the part about her saying that she pulled somebody up on stage, and I was like, oh, I want to see that show.
Yeah. Oh, man, I tell you. You know, y'all are some phenomenal people, and I'm glad that y'all were able to come on. I'm glad you came on, too, Miss Cotton, because I'm going to tell you, she's got a couple of books. Go ahead and tell people a little bit about your books real quick. We got about 7 minutes.
I have three books out working on number four. One is called Cotton's Book of Poetry. The other one is Cotton's Great Dessert. And the third one is called Strong in My Woman. Mostly I write about love making, which actually, you know, sex and
Anyway,
freaking,
she said love,
freaking. Definitely freaking. I talk about using different types of things like chocolate and barbecue sauce and, you know.
Ebony, Ebony, you said you have a poetry set every month. You need to cook up with Miss Cotton. And y'all need to try to see what y'all can do. So y'all need to exchange y'all information real quick, and that way you guys can kind of hook up with each other. And
we can do that off air. We can definitely do that off air.
That's right. So you need to look up Miss Ebony Farashu, Cotton. You need to look up Miss Ebony Farashu and Cotton Candy. It's her name. You guys look each other up, and y'all can hook up. How about that?
We can do that. I will do that.
Definitely.
Okay, so now we got 6 minutes left, and the rest of the show is for Miss Ebony, and we'll have some music coming here in a few minutes. But what do you have left for us? You have anything else you want to say? I mean, I know you gave some shout-outs and everything, and we thank you very much for coming on the show, even though we didn't get a chance to celebrate your birthday with you yesterday. But happy belated birthday to you, and what else you got for us?
Well, huh, you want another poem?
If you got time, go ahead.
Yeah, I do have it, and you know what? This one is a little different because, Cotton Candy. She's still on the line?
Cotton, you still there?
Have you ever, like, thought a dude was just going to be, like, wonderful and he was just a big dud?
Not the male bashing.
So I wrote a poem about it called Bamboozled. Because I really feel like Plymouth Rock landed on me. I didn't land on it.
I'm going to put some music with it. Can I put some music with it?
You can put some music with it.
Okay, here we go.
Your kiss
go
put
ahead,
me in
baby.
A state of... You ready? Your kiss put me in a state of bliss that forced me to reminisce on a teenage love. Grinding on the couch. No, baby, you hang up first. Will you be my girlfriend? Circle yes or no. Sideways glances, sneaky touches, grabbing booties in the hall, writing our names on the bathroom stall. Boy, you make my heart stop. I want to go all the way with you. I want to lay with you. I'm not playing with you. I want to do all the grown-up things you say you want to do. Me, be behind the bleachers. I'll be the naughty student. You can be the teacher because there's no dunce cap on my head. I'll be a good girl. I swear I will. And I'm inclined to fulfill your every fantasy. Come with me. I know we're just talking, but what I have in mind for you will have you stalking, peeping around corners and looking for me in the most unlikely places. Pace yourself. Slow down, baby. I'll be here all night. Because although you make me feel like a girl, I'm a full-grown woman. And my expectations are higher than me with my girl, Mary Jane. Puff, puff, pan. Oh, I see you've been overthinking my ass. Anticipating and building it up in your head. And now you're literally fucking up now that I have you in my bed. Damn. I've been bamboozled. Hoodwinked, I've been tricked. How could someone blessed with that massive dick be so rhythmless? How could I have possibly deduced this from that earth-shattering kiss? You deceived me. And now I must ask you to leave me. Get up, get out, or get something, some lessons, a book, a clue, take your pick. You ain't got to go home, but you and your big, beautiful, rhythmless dick got to get the hell out of here. Shit. Could have had a V8.
Damn.
Damn.
Cotton, go ahead and comment. We got 4 minutes. What do you think?
That was beautiful. I like the freaky stuff. I like the love making stuff too, but I also like the freaky stuff that makes you go, yeah, get him, girl.
I'm getting tired of y'all that blaming motherfuckers that for having little dicks and shit. But anyway,
he was just under pressure. That's all.
He couldn't handle all that beauty. That's what it was.
You know what? When you overthink it, then you're destined to fail. Don't think about it. Just do it.
There you go. Well, damn, that was really good. And, you know, I just want to thank you. I really want to thank all of y'all for coming on the show this evening. And we got about, like, 3 minutes left. And, you know, y'all just made my day, really. And, Ebony, I'm so glad that you took time out of your schedule. And, and you, Raymond, as well, and as well as Cotton Candy. I'm glad you called in because that's what it's all about, trying to help each other get there. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do on Word Sexy Radio. And we get loud and crazy and sexy on here, too. But we also know that it's important to get our word out. So we just want to thank you all for doing that. So,
Thank you for having me. I was very flattered when you asked me. So I really appreciate
Well, you know, I like you, Ebony, and I want you to come on the show again, and all of y'all, because that's what we do here. We try to help each other get our word out, and it's about trying to get the word to the masses, and that's what we're trying to do. So, with that, we're going to go ahead and take this thing on out. We got about 2 minutes, but we're going to roll it out with some music, and we thank y'all for coming on Word Sexy Radio.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.